let's just play with it and play in a healthy way. I think everyone wants that.
Hi everyone, I'm Helen Jackson from the UK. I have a question for the room here and for everyone listening as well. Who are we to determine the difference between unreasonable and reasonable profit? And additionally, we also have a means of taking profit and feeding it back into society, and it's called tax. And I just wondered where you thought that played a part in this debate.
Well, I wanted to get back to that guy back there. It's not about communism or capitalism. It's about who the profit is going to.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you just because the woman there asked a question. Let's stick to it. Let's give her an answer. She says, who are we to decide what's responsible or not to do with the profit? Would it give her an answer?
Well, who are we? If we're representing the whole world, and if we think we are here at this forum representing it, then we should come together and decide that together. So who else than the people affected should actually decide that? And we are all affected by the global economy, since this is a global thing.
My question was really, what's the difference between an unreasonable and a reasonable profit for a large company, and how do we determine that?
Well, my point is not, is it reasonable or unreasonable? It's going, who is it going to? Is it going to one person earning 500 times as much as the guy cleaning the floor? No, it should go through social enterprises to everyone.
My name is Simon from the UK. Just to ask you a question, what's reasonable? I mean, talking about capitalism, we've got to remember, we are in a free market. We're infringing the human rights of actually having free enterprise. So imposing CSR into businesses just imposes fines and levies. CSR is corporate social responsibility, as the delegate sort of explained earlier on. The main game of business is to maximize profit. Any CSR that is imposed on a company is eating into any profit. Now, that CSR can go into a cause that some of the employees of the company may not agree with. So that, essentially, that CSR budget is wages taken from the employee. Now, I would much rather CSR does not get imposed into any businesses.
This is for us as a young generation. It's not about profit. It's about trust in the people that control the profit and what they do with it. And that's why we're all
well
here.
Said, young man.
We're all stakeholders. As an employee, we're all stakeholders. So what we do with our own money, our own wages, there's not just one problem in the world. There are many problems, and none of us are going to agree on one solution or one problem.
Yeah, but it's about how we encourage the leaders in business to use their money. And at the moment, our leaders in politicians and in business are lining their own pockets. And that's why we're all here.
Leaders in business, they're not acting as principals. They're acting as agents of stakeholders, companies, shareholders. So they have other interests. Their main interest is to maximize profits.
And I don't think it's just about profit. It's about sustainable profit. What harm does this profit does, and when this money reaches the tax, it's already too late. The harm is done. So whether you put the money back into society, it's not enough to fix that harm. So it's about sustainability.
Everyone keeps saying that profit generates innovation, and profits can be compensated by CSR. Where was innovation when we needed green technology? Where was innovation when we needed drugs that help cure people in a tropical part of the world? Where was corporate social responsibility in Nigeria? Where is corporate social responsibility in the rest of Africa? Profit does not generate those things, and it cannot compensate for corporate social responsibility.
I'm standing up here, and I want to echo what a lot of my friends have said. And I think we need to tell our business leaders they need to wake up. I think the biggest thing we need is a paradigm shift. The paradigm shift is this. The profit is not an end in itself. It's a means. It's a means to make a better world. And I think that's what we need our business leaders to recognize.
Profit is not only about the relationship between cost and revenue. Profit is a mentality. Profit maximization is a way of thinking about the people who are around us and surrounding us. And it's an egoistic way of viewing the world. And I think that we can do better than that.
If you'd like to tweet us, just put the OYW hashtag with your message, and we'll see it on the big screen here.